Donovan's Word Jar by Mona Lisa DeGross, illustrated by Antonio Conjamie. All of Donovan Allen's friends like to collect things. For example, his friend Pooh collects buttons. Donovan's collection is different. He collects words. Soon Donovan's word jar is full. He wants to keep collecting words, but he has no more room. Donovan decides to go see Grandma, hoping she can help him solve his problem. His little sister, Nikki, has a cold, and before he goes, Donovan shows her some of his words to help her feel better. Donovan was reading when he heard his father's footsteps in the hall. He got up from his chair and tiptoed across the room. He didn't want Nikki to wake up. They had played with his words until she picked the word lullaby. To give her a hint, Donovan sang her a song. Nikki was so tired from playing that she fell asleep. Donovan's father opened the door and peeped into Nikki's room. Donovan put his finger to his lips to keep his father from speaking. He picked up his jar and followed his father down the stairs and into the kitchen.
How are you doing, partner?
His father asked.
Fine, and Nikki's feeling a lot better,
Donovan said quickly. Before his father could ask another question, Donovan rushed on.
Can I go over to Grandma's and visit? It's really important.
Donovan didn't want to waste another minute. He had had fun keeping Nikki company, but now he wanted to get his problem solved.
Okay, but you watch yourself crossing the streets in the rain,
his dad said.
And Donovan, why don't you ask your grandma if she's free to come to dinner tonight? Tell her I'm doing the cooking,
he added.
I will.
Donovan called over his shoulder. He was already pulling on his shiny green slicker, rain hat, and his yellow rubber boots. He tucked his word jar in the crook of his arm. He thought if his grandma could see his problem, it might help her to come up with a great idea. Donovan opened the kitchen door and stepped out into the steady drizzle. Donovan pushed open the heavy glass doors to the Meadowview Apartments. He smiled at Mr. Bill Gutt, the security guard, as he signed his name in the guest book. Donovan pushed the button and got onto the elevator. His grandma lived on the fourth floor. Donovan didn't like where Grandma lived now. Everyone there seemed so gloomy. He wondered if all senior citizens' apartment buildings were like that. He missed the big house that Grandma used to live in, with its front porch and large backyard. Grandma had decided that her old house was too large after Grandpop died, so she sold it and moved. Now Grandma lived in the senior citizens building just a few blocks from where Donovan lived. He could see her anytime he wanted, and that was the best thing about her new apartment. Donovan knocked on the apartment door and waited. When his grandma opened the door and saw him, she smiled.
Donnie, what a pleasant surprise,
Grandma said, opening the door wider.
It's nice to see you. Come in.
Donovan went inside and began to take off his coat. He looked around Grandma's apartment. His grandma was a collector, too. She collected anything given to her by her family and friends. Donovan thought this was a silly idea the first time she explained it to him. But then he decided that he liked the way Grandma's different collections blended together. Her apartment reminded him of a patchwork quilt, colorful, warm, and cozy. Old-fashioned dolls in lace-trimmed dresses were propped against an assortment of pretty teapots. Strange seashells of different shapes and sizes surrounded potted philodendron, ivy, and African violets in small clay pots. Tin cans with faded labels from long, long ago shared a shelf with tiny ceramic animals. Grandma also collected fancy old hats. She had a large felt hat with lots of peacock feathers. Another hat was box-shaped and covered with a veil. The veil was sprinkled with lots of glittery stars. In the bands of some of her hats, Grandma had stuck postcards friends had sent her from faraway places. One postcard invited her to sunny, funny Acapulco. Another postcard said that things were just dandy in Dixieland. Donovan's favorite place in Grandma's apartment was her picture wall. Here she displayed photographs of people she knew and liked. Grandma said that if she had not seen a person for a long time, she would visit them on her wall. So whenever he missed his grandpop, Donovan would go to the wall and visit him.
Donnie?
Grandma called from the kitchen.
Would you like to have some lunch?
Is it soup?
Donovan loved Grandma's soup.
Yes, it's your favorite, and I have plenty of crackers.
Grandma answered.
Did you call your dad and let him know that you got here safely?
Grandma asked.
Not yet. I'm getting ready to do it now. I'll tell Dad I'm staying for lunch.
Donovan said. He wondered which of his favorite soups Grandma had fixed. He had so many. After lunch, Donovan set his jar on the dining room table and explained his problem to his grandma. When he finished talking, he sat back in his chair and waited for her solution. Grandma reached over and plucked a few slips of paper from Donovan's jar. She looked at a slip of paper and laughed.
Donnie,
Grandma said,
do you remember when Pooh traded your ice cream cone for a broken kite?
I won't ever forget that,
Donovan said, frowning. Grandma showed him the word bamboozle, and they both laughed.
And this word emporium,
Grandma said, shaking her head slowly.
It makes me think of long ago, when I was a young girl. I used to buy licorice at Mr. McCready's store.
She selected another word from the jar.
Donnie, where did you get this word?
She asked. She was surprised to see kaleidoscope written on the slip of paper.
I haven't seen one of those in years. I wonder if kids still play with them.
I have never seen a kaleidoscope, Grandma, but I saw a picture of one in an old catalog. That's where I found the word,
Donovan answered. Grandma read several more words before she looked at Donovan over the rims of her wire glasses.
Donnie,
she said,
you sure have got yourself a treasure here. This is a wonderful collection of words.
Donovan smiled and sat up a little straighter. Grandma's praise made him feel good, but Donovan still needed a solution to his problem.
Do you see my problem, Grandma?
He asked.
I thought of getting a larger jar, but that would only get full, too.
Well, honey, what do other collectors do when their collections grow too large?
She asked.
I don't know,
Donovan said. He thought about it for a minute.
Well, Pooh collects buttons, but he never gets too many because he trades them for other things.
Like what?
Grandma asked.
Sometimes he trades for a poster or for a few comics. Once he traded 3 buttons for a t-shirt.
Donovan explained.
You think you could do that?
Grandma asked.
No, Grandma. I can't think of anything I could get worth my words,
he said.
And I really don't want to give any of my words away,
he added. Grandma settled back in her chair. She didn't say anything for a long while, and Donovan began to feel a little uneasy. Maybe, just maybe, his grandma didn't have a solution. She dipped her hand back into the word jar and pulled out a few more words.
There are some words in this jar that I know folks living here could use,
she said. Donovan slipped to the edge of his chair and wondered what his grandma was going to say. She continued.
Now, I like the word persnickety. That word fits Miss Mary Lou to a T. That woman has to have everything she does just right.
Grandma slipped another word from the jar.
Cantankerous? That's a perfect word for our guard, Bill Gutt. I'll bet he argues with flies.
Grandma laughed and Donovan joined in. He loved the sound of his grandma's laughter. After they caught their breaths, Grandma said,
I enjoyed your words, Donnie. I'm sure a lot of people would.
She smiled at him and waited to see if he had something to say.
Grandma, I'd be glad to let any of your friends see my words, but they couldn't keep them. I'd have to have them back for my collection.
Donovan's voice was firm.
Well, I am sorry if I didn't help you.
Oh, Grandma, that's okay,
Donovan answered, trying hard not to show his disappointment. He did not want to hurt his grandma's feelings.
Besides,
he said, getting up from the table.
If we don't have a solution today, maybe you'll think of something tomorrow.
Grandma helped him with his boots, hat, and coat. Donovan picked up his word jar and tucked it firmly under his arm. Grandma walked with him to the door.
Take care of yourself, word gatherer,
she said, hugging him close. In the elevator, Donovan thought about his word jar. It had taken months, weeks, days, and hours to fill it. Deciding which words to keep was hard. Then Donovan checked the spelling and made sure he understood what each new word meant. What had his grandma been thinking of? It seemed like she wanted him to just give his words away. He loved his word collection, but he had to think of a way to handle it, now that it was growing so large. The elevator doors opened, and Donovan stepped into the lounge. He saw three of Grandma's neighbors sitting around the television set. They didn't seem to care much what was on. And there was Mr. Perkins sitting by the window, looking at the raindrops hitting the window pane. Miss Millie had a magazine opened on her lap, but she wasn't reading it. Mr. Crawford, the mailman, was sitting on a hassock, rubbing his feet. He looked as if he couldn't take another step. No one in the room was talking to or looking at each other, except Ms. Mary Lou and Mr. Bill Gutt. They were standing at the security guard's desk, arguing very loudly. No one else was paying any attention to them. As Donovan walked closer, he could hear every word they said.
Ms. Mary Lou, this lounge will open or close when I say so,
Mr. Bill Gutt said in a gruff voice.
Well, I'm telling you, Bill, that's a mistake. That should be decided by the people who live here,
she answered back.
I'm the guard, and I say what goes on in this lounge,
Mr. Bill Gutt bellowed.
Well, I live here, and I say that people who live here should set the time,
Miss Mary Lou said almost as loudly. Donovan looked from one to the other. They both began to shout at the same time, since neither one was listening to what the other was saying. Donovan set his word jar on the corner of the desk and dug around inside the jar until he found a certain word. He tugged Ms. Mary Lou's sleeve and then Mr. Bill's jacket. They both looked down, surprised to see Donovan standing there.
I think you two need this word,
Donovan said in a stern voice. They both looked at the yellow slip of paper in Donovan's hand. Ms. Mary Lou giggled, and Mr. Bill Gutt smiled.
Well, Mary Lou, what time do you think is a good time to open?
Mr. Bill Gutt asked, scratching his head.
Bill, I checked with a couple of people, and they suggested 10 o'clock. What do you think of that?
Ms. Mary Lou asked, smiling at Mr. Bill Gutt. Donovan let out a loud sigh of relief. He had come at just the right time. They needed the word compromise. Ms. Mary Lou and Mr. Bill weren't shouting anymore. They were talking to each other quietly. They were coming to an agreement. That sure made Donovan feel good. His word had been just what they needed. Donovan suddenly remembered that his father had asked him to invite Grandma to dinner. He ran back to the elevator and pushed the up button.
Back so soon?
Grandma asked, opening the door.
I thought you had gone home.
I forgot to invite you to dinner tonight. Dad is going to cook. Do you want to come around?
Donovan asked. It didn't take Grandma long to make up her mind. She loved Donovan's father's cooking.
Well, I certainly do. In fact, why don't I just get my coat and walk with you?
Grandma suggested.
Maybe we could talk about your word jar a little bit more,
she said. Donovan waited while Grandma got her coat and locked her apartment door. She was carrying a big brown paper sack, and he wondered what was in it. As they walked down the hall, Donovan began to tell Grandma about how he had helped Ms. Mary Lou and Mr. Bill Gutt. When Grandma and Donovan got to the lounge, Donovan could not believe what he saw. Grandma's neighbors were up and around, laughing and talking. They all seemed excited. He looked around to see what was going on. Donovan saw that they were waving little yellow slips of paper in their hands.
My words! They have my words!
Donovan shouted. Some people had one slip of paper in their hands, others had two. Mr. Avery was no longer slumped in front of the TV. He was tacking one of Donovan's words up on the bulletin board. Miss Millie was looking up the word on her slip of paper in a pocket dictionary. Donovan looked over at the desk and saw Mrs. Agnes digging into his word jar. There were people in a line behind her laughing and talking. They were waiting to get a word from his jar.
What's going on?
Donovan asked as loud as he could.
Grandma, stop them. They're taking my words.
He turned to his grandma, but she looked just as surprised as he felt.
Donnie, calm down. They didn't know. You left the jar on the desk.
She said in a quiet voice.
I'm going to get my word jar.
Donovan said firmly.
Excuse me.
He shouted.
Excuse me. May I get past?
He yelled, moving through the crowd. He pushed a little. He even shoved a bit. It was no use. Donovan couldn't stop what was happening. Mr. Crawford, the mailman, passed Donovan and waved his word over his head.
Perseverance,
he called out.
That's just the word I need. Some days I get so tired I can hardly make it. I'm going to try just a little harder to keep going.
He said, tucking the word in his shirt pocket. Donovan stopped pushing and stood still.
Wow! One of my words made Mr. Crawford feel better,
Donovan said. He looked around and saw Miss Millie talking to Mr. Foote. Donovan was surprised.
Boisterous,
he heard Miss Millie say in her soft voice. Grandma always told Donovan that Miss Millie was so shy that she hardly ever spoke to anyone. Mr. Foote, on the other hand, spoke to everyone.
Well, I'll be darned,
Mr. Foote said in surprise.
My word is timid.
Perhaps we should exchange words,
Miss Millie suggested.
Oh, no. Maybe I need to quiet down some. Sometimes I'm a bit loud,
Mr. Foote said softly.
You're right. I think I'll keep my word, too. I'm going to start speaking to people more. I'm going to change my ways.
Miss Millie's voice sounded like she meant it.
Did my words do that? Make them want to change?
Donovan asked himself in surprise. All around him, Grandma's neighbors were laughing and talking to each other. They had never acted so lively before.
Nikki was right. Words can make people feel better,
Donovan said quietly.
Donovan?
Ms. Mary Lou called out as she walked over and stood next to him.
Your words are wonderful. I just couldn't help myself. After you gave Bill and me a word, I got carried away. I just gave Mr. Kincaid the word leisure. That man works entirely too hard,
she said, smiling.
And Donovan, people just started coming up and asking for words. And if they didn't get one they wanted, they just traded it.
She looked so pleased, it was hard for Donovan not to smile. Mr. Bill Gutt came over and pinched Donovan's cheeks. Mr. Perkins patted his shoulders. Everyone wanted to thank him for sharing his words. Donovan felt as if the sun had come out inside him. Mr. Bill Gutt pointed to the empty jar on the desk and said,
"Looks like we cleaned you out, young fella."
When Grandma pushed through the crowd, she looked worried.
"Donnie, are all of your words gone?"
she asked.
"Honey, I'm so sorry. I know you didn't want to give your words away. Maybe you could ask for them back,"
she said. Donovan looked up at her and smiled.
"Grandma, they love my words. The words made them talk to each other. Look,"
he said, pointing to Mr. Foote and Miss Millie.
They are talking to each other.
Donovan was so excited.
And Grandma, Mr. Crawford, the mailman, doesn't look so tired anymore.
Grandma looked around the room and smiled.
Donnie, you know Mr. Mike got the word chortle, and I actually heard him giggle.
She said, laughing.
But Donnie, they didn't give you anything for your words.
Grandma was still worried.
Yes, they did. They made me feel like a magician. My words changed them.
The sunshine Donovan felt inside was shining all over his face.